Welcome to the latest Watercolors Aquarium Gallery podcast, brought to you from the Aquarium Rush Studios in downtown Grand Rapids, Michigan. My name is Ben.
I'm Amy.
And I'm Charles.
Today we're going to talk about one of the most iconic fish in the aquarium hobby. This has revolutionized all kinds of aquariums.
Yeah, it's hard to walk down an aquarium store aisle without these immediately catching your eye.
They're definitely going to get your attention. But before we get into it,
we have to do our shameless plug. So for any of you who want to support the show, you can join our membership on YouTube and get access to live episodes every week. You can head over to watercolorsaquariumgallery.com and shop for live plans, shop for aquarium merchants, for supplies for your tank. Or you can join the Facebook page for our listeners, Watercolors Aquarium Gallery Podcast Listeners on Facebook. Anything I missed?
I think you covered it.
Yeah, I knocked about that time.
You did. Good job. It's almost like you're really good at it or something. Well, this is a fish that has as many different personalities as it does color morphs. It's a fish that has really changed the hobby. It garners all kinds of attentions and all kinds of different reactions. And because it's so iconic and there's so many different varieties, today we're going to talk about our top five favorite variations of the blood red parrot cichlid. And as always, Amy, we're going to start with you. Amy? Amy, are you, Amy? Okay. Maybe Charles? Nothing? Oh. Okay. Well.
Definitely gonna make a garage appointment.
Mine is low. I keep forgetting to put air in my tires. This is the third day I've forgotten.
My low tire pressure
has been on for like 3 weeks.
Jesus.
Yeah, I am.
Okay.
I don't know how much is being picked up, but there's definitely some.
Okay, good.
When I was doing service, the van, every time I got in it, the low tire light would come on, and I was just like, not my problem. I want to just start driving because I'm like,
I don't believe tire pressure.
Yeah, I know.
Stop, tell lies.
I don't want to talk about vans. Those things are nickeling and diming me to death right now.
Jesus.
We should just all take public transportation.
Yeah, the service tech should. That's great.
Just hop on a bus with 50 gallons of water.
I'm picturing drivers just like, you know how they have attachment for bikes, or they're like, oh, we have a rack for that.
Yeah. We should just get them a backpack, and then they can just carry it around easy.
Madame Zeroni.
You can invest in the Fisheries and Wildlife water barrel backpacks for when they go electrofishing. They
just hire some camels or something.
Strap it on your back.
Hire some camels, yeah.
Hire some camels.
They allow service camels are allowed on. Mm. They can't not allow service animals on the train.
That's true.
The train.
True.
Oh, as long as you put a vest on it, you can take anything on the bus you want.
Mandy and I were laughing our asses off at this is my service pterodactyl as it's like tearing a person apart. And it's just like, we were both like, yeah, that's a service animal I'd want.
That works. You all right over there?
Just
okay. Did you get some sun today?
Yeah,
no.
It looks like
no.
You did. But my skin has been a different color since yesterday. Oh, no. I don't know why.
Hmm.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah. Fascinating.
I mean, I've been outside as much as usual, so maybe just a cold round.
Yeah.
I just noticed.
Don't stick
your hand too much in that iodine dip.
Yeah.
I literally.
Did you dye yourself?
Yes.
Did you iodine yourself?
It was faster because I was disinfecting between feeds, and I was just like, oh, I'll just stick my hand in here. And then. I get home, I'm like, why is my arm a different color? I'm looking at my hands, I'm like, oh, guess I can't do that anymore.
Every week, I get an entire section of my hand that's a different color from the net soap, when I do the net soap.
Yeah, it was from the soak. I littered my arm.
Yeah, whatever that soak is terrifying.
My arm was literally a different color. Yeah, it looked like I got a suntan spray, whatever this. Yeah, it looked like I sprayed
the one that
my whole arm with.
Drives my.
Isn't that what that stuff often was? Just like iodine and coconut oil.
The one that drives my lab mates nuts is I'm capable of getting none of, like the methylene blue, the various like slide dyes we have. I somehow managed to never get any of that on me, but I'm always getting Sharpie ink all over myself. And they're like, what the? Of all the things to get on you, why is it that? I'm like, no idea.
Because, yeah, you have steady hands. I don't.
I am. Yeah.
You're still here. It's over. Go home. Go.